y'all. Swish. All net. All net. All net. With Mike Logic and Ideal. What up, y'all? Swish.
Swish. Hit him with the tagline, Mikey.
Swish.
Yes, it's the All Net Podcast. I'm your host, Ideal. Joined alongside none other than Mike Logic. How you doing tonight, Mikey?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Ideal.
Yes, we can't be any more excited. Ecstatic. It's Hollow Thanksgiving Eve, holiday weekend up here and this and that. And the Chicago Bulls travel up I-94 to take on the undefeated at home. They were 9-0. Did you know that, Mike?
Yep.
9-0 at home. Milwaukee Bucks, but the Bulls eke it out. 118-113. Advancing the record to 8-10 on the season overall. Same narrative. It's amazing what a little bit of intensity and some want to, especially on the defensive end, you could bottle it up and it goes a long way, Mike, doesn't it?
Yeah, they had to really dig down deep at the end and make some big defensive possessions, but they were all locked in as a unit. It was a collective effort, and the Bulls paraded into Pfizer Forum, and they got that W, and it felt like they won a playoff game.
Ooh, yes. Aplausos, aplausos all around. Great job. Chicago Bulls on a little bit of a winning streak, huh, Mike?
Yes, sir.
What was that little bit of nugget you were telling me regarding the three-point shooting for the Bulls?
So before this game, the Bulls were 5-0 when they shot 40% or better.
Bulls 18-42 from downtown for an average of 42.9%. The streak stays alive. And they move to 6-0 when that little nugget comes up. So a nice little tidbit there, Mike.
Who said the Bulls can't shoot threes?
Maybe they just weren't willing to at some points, I guess. I don't know.
It's nice to have Kobe White back shooting threes.
Kobe White down the stretch had a couple big threes, as well as Vucevic. Put some respect on that.
Vooch.
Three big threes in the fourth quarter.
He almost had three in a row.
He almost did. That was the heat check. Vucevic finished with 18 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. But we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the big dog, because you're not going to get here without him. You asked me after the end of the game, who is your player of the game? And if you look down the stat line, it's a contribution. Everybody contributed, and that's how you get these team victories like this. But DeMar DeRozan, 36 points in 38 minutes.
Ideal, he's just incredible. The shots he makes, the turnarounds, the way he's able to pump fake and still get the defender in the air when they know they should not be jumping to try to block his shot, because he's going to get him every time. And he's just amazing.
He is a professional bucket getter.
King of the fourth.
Yeah. What did you, what else stood out to you, Michael? What's going on?
We already talked about Kobe. We talked about Vooch being big at the end. Patrick Williams' defense.
I don't know. You weren't really feeling it, and I had to bring it to your attention how wonderful of a job he was doing.
You did, and I just kept noticing he did a marvelous job.
Marvelous.
On Giannis.
Nathan's checking in. He was huge of it. I like it.
Y'all going to really have to put some respect on Vooch's name. I'm seeing a lot of slander. He's not the greatest defender. He actually had his hands full with Brook Lopez. Brook Lopez is playing very well.
He's been playing great. He's one of those very few.
He's had a great career.
It's one of those very few players who saw where the NBA was going and added that 3-point shot to his repertoire, to his bag, as they say. And
he's aged very well in this league.
He has. Kudos to him. Always a nice player, but Vucevic went right back at him and didn't back down.
Who we got out there? David Bryan. Yes, the Bulls beat the Bucks. This is the first time the Bulls have won against the Milwaukee Bucks since
December 2017.
Yeah, December 26, 2017. It's been a while. It feels really good, Ideal. It does. It feels like this team is heading in the right direction. We're two games away from
guys. Oh, just get on my nerves when you 3 weeks, 2 days, a week ago, the ship was sinking.
It's not fun losing the bad teams, bro. And that's what they were doing.
You know what? It wasn't even that. It was like
the effort.
That was the most disappointing thing. I was watching today's game, and I was like, you know what? Even if they don't somehow come out with the victory in this instance, I was like, at least it's been an entertaining game where, to me, I don't know if you guys felt the same way if you watched the game. It felt like a heavyweight fight the whole way.
Yeah, they kept exchanging baskets. We had no idea how this game was going to end. We knew it was going to be close, though. That's the way it was trending all game. I mean, Milwaukee had that 12-point lead, but after that, the Bulls were able to settle in and keep it neck-to-neck for the rest of the way.
David's asking, what's the ceiling for the Bulls? I think that's something we've...
I don't want to talk about
we've
that.
We've discussed about it, and we could definitely talk about it a little bit later.
I just want to enjoy this victory, man. I really... This is awesome that we were able to go into Milwaukee and get this victory, because it looked like the Milwaukee Bucks could have took this.
It was at certain points they were trying to make a claw at it. It was like on repeat Groundhog Day when Giannis kept trying to come down full steam. And I've told you what the trick is with Giannis, Mike, and you finally realized.
You said it last episode. And it
rings true. I don't understand
100%
why anyone would back up off of Giannis once he's bringing the ball. And once he gets past half court and he's in between half court and the three-point line and he decides to go, if you're not attacking his dribble, making him make a decision with the ball in his hand, you are good as done. You're roast chicken out there. You're turkey tomorrow.
He's
going to have his way with you.
You guys can watch the tape. Ideal is not lying at all. And a lot of people have said this about Giannis. You have to meet him before he gets in the paint.
It was the same way with prime LeBron James. I mean, he could still argue he still is in his prime, but when he was younger, I'm like, I don't understand why you don't attack his dribble. You have to attack his strong hand, make him put it on the floor, send him towards the help, and a lot of hands are going to be reaching in that cookie bucket, and then they're going to eventually get some cookies out there. I saw a couple times, at least to me, I saw Giannis getting frustrated.
Yeah, especially when Pat or whoever was guarding him, AC, and I didn't understand at the time why Billy was deciding to put AC on him. So Billy was using smaller guards, forwards, AC, Javonte Green, if it wasn't Pat Williams. Derrick Jones Jr. surprisingly has not played.
Yeah,
did not play.
What up, Terrence Spencer checking in? He's saying,
from London.
Go
he's
Bulls.
Checking in from London. What nice. Up, T? But yeah, I can't say enough about Patrick Williams' defense.
I've raved about him. I've said it since last year.
He just looks so much better.
He's just the only one. If you physically look at Giannis, who else physically matches up with Giannis on a basketball court? It's Patrick Williams. He's about 6'9", 6'10". He's just as strong, well-built as Giannis. That's the only one. I love the length, the matchup between those two. And you saw a couple times where Giannis wanted to bang, and Patrick said, I'm right here for it.
Yeah, his instincts are great on defense, and they're only getting better. There was a couple times where Giannis got him, we're like, yo, Pat, why are you jumping to try to block
Giannis'
jump shot? Let him take that fadeaway.
I don't understand why anybody in the league would want to contest the jump shot of Giannis. I mean, like, where you literally put yourself in harm's way of picking up a cheap ticky-tack foul.
Yeah.
You just want to stay on your toes of your feet and just hit your hand up. That's it, in the shot, and just walk towards it. Don't even jump, because it's a victory if he pulls up and shoots that shot. And if he makes it, God bless him. You know, you walk the other way, but I dare you to shoot it again because you ain't going to hit it.
Yeah, Giannis doesn't have to shoot. They put nothing but shooters around him, Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez, even though Brooke Lopez is a really good shooter. Giannis doesn't have to shoot that shot. Giannis gets his points around the bucket. So just be a little bit more disciplined on defense. What's up, E-Rock? I see you checking in. What'd you think of the game, man? True Chicago Sports Podcast.
People are saying the Bulls could beat anyone in the East. I don't know. I like it.
On any given night.
You know, going back to the question that David asked, I really don't know what the ceiling is yet because they're not fully healthy. I think once you see Ball, that just adds another dimension to everything there. But we're just going to go ahead
Lonzo,
and take this
where you
one.
At, dog?
Chicago Bulls defeat the Milwaukee Bucks for the first time in Milwaukee since December 2017. They topped them 118-113, led by 36 points from DeMar DeRozan. Kobe White chipped in with 14.
Huge.
Terrence says, I will say this. The Bulls are finally beating top-tier teams.
Yes.
Finally, and yet he's saying, finally getting one in MKE.
Oh, it feels so good.
You all right? They need a moment.
Oh, it feels so good. How many three-pointers did the Bulls hit tonight? 18?
18 out of 45. Terrence is saying, last year they beat everybody but the best teams. He says, I will say this. They're finally beating top-tier teams. And
They were just bum slayers last year.
And I told you before you know how I feel about the Boston Celtics. I think they're fraudulent. And
even though they were
Did they win? Did they win?
Because
I don't know what nobody remembers second place, Michael.
I do.
Yeah,
I just told you.
Because you're a loser.
The Celtics were in the finals last year.
You're a loser, that's why. Losers only remember losers.
And where are the Celtics right now in the standings?
I don't care where they're at. Because
they're at the tip top.
Because they ain't going to be there. You want to put a couple cases on it?
No. I'm done with that.
But
the point I want to make, Bulls just beat the number one and number two team in the East. So there you have it, Chicago Bulls fans.
C's ain't winning nothing. I put a couple cases on upon me. If I got to ship him out over the, across the pond or whatever, it's no problem. Mm. Just let the kid know and come out certified casino mark mail.
Beep, beep. Arnold Palmer alert. Arnold Palmer alert. Who wants some Arnie Palmies?
I'm just itching for some Arnie Palmers. I'm trying to get Mike to go ahead and jump that way, but I know he won't. He's been stung not once, not twice, but too many times.
I've learned my lesson. I'm good on all that bullshit.
You don't want that with the Schwami. I understand, man. The C's are a good team, but when it comes down to it, at the end of it all, they're not going to win it. Just it's just the way it is. Terrence is saying they need Robert Williams and Hennessy.
Yeah. Robert Williams is going to make a huge difference. They have no shot blockers. He's going to be a defensive presence. Once they get him back, they're going to be a problem. Eddie's more than saying, they already are.
Eddie's saying the Bulls finally finished a darn game.
Strong.
There was a lot of contributions across the board.
They got that win. Despite,
I was going to just ask you, Mike.
Despite Zach LaVine's low IQ shooting and just low IQ in general. Like that pass he tried to get to DeMar. That was
a tough angle. That was a tough entry pass.
I don't know what's going on with him.
For the sake of him,
his shots.
For the sake of him, I was like, oh, thank God that pass got into DeMar. Because if it didn't, you know, you're coming down the stretch and you throw one away, he was going to be the ire of Bulls Twitter.
Yeah, and if we look at his first half, I thought Zach played pretty well his first half. He went 4-for-5 from the field, 3-for-4 from the three, 13 points. Thought he was going to have a huge scoring game, but he did not bring that energy or that effort to the second half. And that shit looks sloppy, Zach.
You know what I noticed, too, is sometimes it seems like a lot of the guys on the defensive end for the Chicago Bulls, they seem like they're all on a rope, right? They're moving, and they're covering for each other, and you can see they're talking. But sometimes there's one guy who just doesn't seem like he's always there. I don't know if that's something you agree about what I'm seeing, but I know the other night he looked a little more locked in on the defensive end. Tonight, a couple of lapses, I felt.
He definitely had some lapses tonight. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, my Lord. And you know what was killing me all darn game? The lack of the loose balls. It seemed like every time they couldn't clutch a rebound, or the ball's bouncing off the rim and you're giving them second chance points.
Second chance opportunities was an issue. And Billy has to get that cleaned up. And what does that come down to? That comes down to
hard hustle and muscle.
Yeah, effort.
Want to.
What we're always talking about here on the podcast, especially when it comes to the Chicago Bulls. If they put forth a great effort, they're usually pretty successful. If they don't win it, they're going to be damn close. So that's what it comes down to. How hard are they going to try out there, and how much do they want to fucking win?
Bulls move to 8-10 on the season. The Milwaukee Bucks fall to 12-5. Chicago 118-113. They have a happy travel back down I-94 and hopefully get home in time, get a little turkey when they rise and can make themselves feel real good. But I imagine they probably get a little bit of turkey and then it's time to jump back at the facility and take a ride on out, huh?
Yep, they got to go down to OKC.
OKC and your boy
Shea's going to be ready.
Shea
Gill, just
you liking him?
Loving him. It was a great trade.
What are you seeing about him? Is he, you know, I noticed he's putting up over 30 points a game, but still averaging, I think, 6 or 8 assists a game. So still facilitating.
He's a great teammate. He's not just looking for his baskets.
It's a darn shame that that young kid Chet Holmgren got hurt, because I would have liked to see.
They're going
to
be interested, and they're also going to probably get a very high lottery pick. So, you know, they're going to add more to this squad. They're going to be dangerous in the years to come. And if they end up somehow with Victor?
I don't know about all that, but if they did.
Timmy and David Robinson, the Twin Towers, maybe you got something similar to that. Obviously not the defense, but definitely not the defense.
Goes down on Friday. Friday, you guys, if you tuning in, you're a fan of the All Net Podcast or just Chi Native Radio in itself, or maybe you're a fan of Chicago hip-hop legends, Friday will be Mike Logic's birthday.
Hit that Cash App. No, I don't do the Cash App thing.
Make sure you guys all reach out and wish Mike Logic a happy birthday.
If you want to, don't feel obligated.
You know he would. So if you don't, that says a lot about you.
It's true.
This man is the biggest supporter I've ever met in my life.
Of people?
Of everybody, everything.
Of every walk of life, of every occupation.
And without him,
every hobby.
He once built a city out of blocks. To this day, there's 600,000 people working there.
Oh, man. So
Before we get out of here, Mike, I mean, what are you looking forward to tomorrow, Thanksgiving? The football, the turkey, the drinking, all of it?
Well, I just want to say that I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for the food that we are going to get, that people are, you know, working very hard to prepare right now. But I get to chill out with the fam, watch some football. Very thankful for that. Thankful for this guy right here, Ideal.
Are you even a fan of football?
I just gave him a compliment. I'm taking that shit back. No, but I'm thankful for this guy, Ideal, that he sits down with me and does this podcast. And I'm thankful for everybody who tunes in and wants to talk bowls and brings your bullish babble. We appreciate you. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's appreciative out there. Like Mike said, I want to echo those sentiments.
Thank you, Terrence.
Thank you guys for all tuning in. You didn't have to tune in. You chose to tune in. And the fact that you interact with us is even better. It makes the show more fun. It makes it more outlandish at moments. So we appreciate that for you, us as well. Whatever you guys do tomorrow, just be thankful for whatever you have in your life. I always say whatever you have is somebody else's wish. So just make sure that what you got is always a blessing, and be a blessing, not a stress. To everybody. Till then, y'all be good. Y'all be safe. I don't know. Are we just wilding out on Mike's birthday? We're not doing all that podcast? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm also thankful for our sponsor, Shy Native Radio, Native Entertainment.
Yes.
True Chicago sports fans, 606 Media.
Yes. Yeah,
we're not gonna be on Friday, y'all. I'm getting lit.
All right, you heard the man here himself. That's his birthday.
But enjoy the Bulls win.
Until then, hopefully it's all good. It's all everything. Mike, hit him with the tagline.
Swish.
Y'all.
Swish.
All net.
Oh, look at that.
With Mike Logic and Ideal.
What up, y'all? Swish.